Hey, this is Molly Christensen with the Building Heroes in Your Home podcast, where we learn how to build heroes in my home and your home so we can have a better homeschool life. All right, so today I wanted to talk about, what if you feel like you have way too many calls to action? Because that can be an issue. You think, oh, there's so much stuff I've got to do. And it can feel really overwhelming when you start thinking, I got to start following like calls to action that I don't even know how to recognize yet. So in this case, I've got a few tips for you. Number one is do a brain dump. Write down on a piece of paper every single thing that you think you need to do. I mean, I've done this plenty of times before, and often I will be in the hundreds of things that I need to do, which is kind of ridiculous. And one thing I also do too sometimes is I'll write categories, like, what do I need to do for family? What do I need to do for homeschool? What do I need to do for my house, cleaning my house, and you know, different categories like that. So do that brain dump, write everything down. Write it though. Don't just think about it, because that gets more overwhelming. So write it all down. Now, the other thing to remember about this too is this is not a beat up exercise. This is an exercise where you're gonna take a step back and just look at all these things on your list. So most of these things on your list are probably things you think you should do. And if you get too many shoulds, they really start weighing down heavily on your shoulders. Those are also your shoulders, but spelled the same way, you know. So that's why you start feeling overwhelmed. One reason anyway, because you start feeling like you have so many things you should do. And as a busy homeschool mom, you do have a lot of things you should do, but sometimes you don't really have any focus and you don't know what direction to do. Okay, so after you do this whole brain dump, you can take a look over at this whole list and you can look at it and you can say, you know, all these things are actually all really good things. So what you can interpret from that is you have a lot of good desires. You're good. You want to do good things. You're not like planning every day, writing down that you want to go yell at your kids or have a messy kitchen. You know, you planned to do good things. You have goodness in you. So then what do you do with this brain dump? Okay, well, part of that whole exercise is getting all the stuff out of your head, because that is what kind of makes this chaotic swirl in your brain that you can't be clear to hear the actual calls of actions you should be doing right now. Okay, so it clears you out, and then you have to give yourself permission to just set this aside and say, you know what, I've written it all down. Now my brain doesn't have to keep reminding me to do all these things, usually at the wrong time. Like, you know, I got to get toothpaste at the store, but does your brain remind you when you're at the store? Probably not, unless you walk past the toothpaste, you know. They remind you when you're about to go brush your teeth and there's no toothpaste left. Okay, so now you've got this whole list. Give yourself permission, set it aside. And just say, I don't have to be overwhelmed because I don't have to do all these things right now. It's okay if I don't. Now, part of the problem, the reason why you have so much on your list, is because you haven't really decided what you want out of life. Most people totally know what they don't want. Like, I don't want my kids to yell. I don't want my kids to fail. I don't want to fail in homeschool. I don't, you know. But instead, have you thought about creating what you do want? So this was super helpful for me when I have done this exercise before, when I start writing down what it is that I do want in my life, because whatever you're focusing on grows. So if you know what you don't want, and that's what you keep thinking about, it's like, oh, this is so hard. I don't want this. That's what you're focusing on. You're focusing on what's so hard. Instead, you have to choose something instead, you know, like, okay, I don't want a messy room. But what do I want? This is a very simple example. I do want my kitchen clean most of the time, or at least be able to clean it up within 2 minutes so that I can make dinner. That's what I want. I want a nice, organized, clean kitchen. But what does that even look like? And that's when you can start adding in details. So you can picture it like that. So you are focusing on what you do want. So I'm pretty sure that you do know a lot of things that you do want, but you may have been focusing too much on what you don't want. So that's the next step, is you start writing down everything that you do want. I'll tell you, I have taught this concept so many times. I heard this concept taught so many times before I actually wrote it down. Why is it so hard to write it down? It's because your brain tries to stop you. Because you're like, well, what if I don't really want that? Doesn't matter. Just start with wanting something and then you could adjust it. Just because you wrote it down doesn't mean it's permanent. And also, a lot of people won't write things down because they don't know what they want. So you just decide something. Just choose something. It doesn't even matter. It's because your brain always wants to be right. And this exercise is so open-ended that your brain is just like, well, what if that's not the right answer? I can't write that down. What if it's not right? Well, sure you can. You can write it down. It's really important to write it down too, because it gives your brain proof that you're serious. Once you figure out what you want, your brain is going to start looking for that and for how ways to get that. Okay. So, do it. Just write it down. Just write a paragraph. What do you want your homeschool day to look like? What do you want your house to look like? How do you want the interaction between your kids and you to be? Write it down. Okay. Okay. So that's your vision. Now you're going to take these two pieces and put them together. We first did this brain dump because you have way too many calls to action. So you don't know which one to do first. So that's why you have the vision. Okay. So when you're looking at that list, you don't even have to look at it again if you don't want to, because it's all in your brain at some level anyway. But when you're thinking about or asking yourself, what am I going to do next? What is my next call to action? Who can I help today? What can I do? You're going to listen to the answer, and then you're going to know if it's a call to action, because does it support you in your vision? And your vision is going to be good. It's not like you wrote in your vision that you want to take over the world and be an evil dictator or something. You know, that's usually just the answer I get from 10-year-old boys, you know? But for the rest of us, especially homeschool moms, we want good stuff. So trust in that. It's okay to want good stuff, and it's okay to go towards it. It's much better than focusing all the crappy stuff in your life. So don't even look at the brain dump paper again if you don't want to, but just ask yourself, what's the most important thing I could be doing right now? What is it I need to change in my life right now? And then listen. And a lot of times you want to hear the answer, but listen anyway. Do that. So just see, does this match my vision? Does it make me a better person? Does it make my kids a better person? So I know this sounds totally overwhelming, but it's really not. It's counterintuitive because you think, but I already have so much stuff on my list. I have too much stuff on that brain dump list. I will never get it done. And you're right. You never will, because you don't have to. It's all a matter of changing your focus to doing the things that will help you progress on your journey. So as you change your focus and you start focusing on listening to those calls to action, they're really things that your brain is helping you come up with to get closer to that person that you want to be on this journey, at the end of the journey. So the other thing I was going to talk about here, now I forgot. Well, oh yeah, I was just going to bring this up. It really starts out very simply, and it's just like this Kindness Daily Challenge that I talked about in a previous episode. And all I said, or I guess I'm saying, all I required of myself was just to listen to one small call to action every single day. And you can totally start out the same way, even if you're super busy with tons of stuff on your list. Like, if I could do this, you could totally do this too. I'm telling you, my lists have been really, really long. And I just, something about shifting my focus to following one call to action a day freed up so much time in the rest of my life, because now I've focused, I'm going in a direction, I'm going where I want to go. And you can totally do that too. And you can teach your kids to do this as well. Anyway, that's all I wanted to talk about today. If you have too many calls to action, this is what to do, because maybe not all of them really are calls to action, nor are they all the most important ones. So now one more thing. Some of you might get stuck up on what's the most important call to action right now. You know what? It actually doesn't matter, as long as you just pick one and act on it and just move forward. Because you know, with that brain dump list, you have plenty of things you could work on that you could do. So just pick one. Just decide and tell your brain it's okay if it's not the right one. It's going to help anyway. Okay, that's all for today. We'll talk to you next time.